Democrat of the day for today is Kristen Bonner. She is in 34B Maple Grove, Osseo. She's kind enough today to talk about her, to join us to talk about her campaign. Kristen, thank you very much for the time.
Well, thanks, Matt. I'm really happy to be with you today, and happy Flag Day.
It is Flag Day. Yes, I've had a lot of people. Flag Day is a fun day. I do like Flag Day, especially as a veteran. It is a pretty flag. It is a very nice flag.
It is a very nice flag, and my adopted son down in North Carolina is just celebrating his 2 years in the Marines, so we really like flags in our family.
Oh, well, congratulations to him, and as a military family, my best to you guys. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We start this off, Kristen, the same way every time. We introduce you to everyone. So who is Kristen Bonner?
First and foremost, I am an innovator. I'm a team builder. I literally coach teams every day on how to get the job done on time and on budget, and most importantly, how to do it together. Some skills I think that would be extremely useful in the legislature. And I've spent the last year and a half as one of the organizers for Women's March and their legislative chair. That was the largest single day gathering in Minnesota history.
Yes.
About 100,000 people. So very proud of that, and really spent that time being an activist and uplifting and amplifying the voices of folks all over our lovely state.
And by the way, let's just, if I may quickly just compliment you on that. Sometimes things like that, they happen, and you have someone like yourself, an experienced planner, but they become so big. And the only way you get experience with something like that is to have it kind of blossom like that. It turned into a great event. I imagine that was a great learning session for you on a lot of different levels.
You know, I think it really was. And I think the really fundamental thing that I want to stress about Women's March, and I think gets lost in that crowd, is that, you know, we talk about all the women who were there. But what I found really the most humbling is that we had sons and daughters, grandfathers and granddaughters, an incredible mix of people coming out all together at once to really amplify those voices and say, you know, we want to stand up for what's right, and we really believe that everyone should have a say. And I think that was a really beautiful thing.
Amen. As a man who's got two daughters myself, I thought it was a brilliant opportunity. I think that the idea of you know, limiting options is insane and antiquated. I'm glad we've gotten to a point where we're starting to address these issues, at least in earnest, with a desire by a large majority of the population to solve these problems. And we inspired a female raccoon to climb the UBS building. So I think all in all, things are getting better. We have a lot of work to do on that level, though, that's for sure. Why did you decide all of a sudden I'm going to run for 34B?
Well, you know, I think, I know it's going to sound a little trite, but in all honesty, I think on some level, I really always wanted to serve. I know that they want me to wrap up why I want to serve in a tight little bow. But really, I think it boils down to about 5.5 million reasons. Okay. That would be how many citizens we have here in Minnesota. I really believe we need to have representative government, on all ends of the spectrum, you know, just despite your race, religion, creed, whether you're in part of that urban versus rural divide, and whether you're progressive or conservative. I really think that we need government that represents all of our folks. Now, certainly we may not always agree on every single issue, but I would say that at our core, most Minnesotans are really moderate, really wonderful people who actually agree on a great deal. We sometimes differ on how to get there, but that's really how we get laws made.
The idea of serving, you know, your adopted son, where it's serving in the military. But as a person, I was part of city's planning and zoning commission for 4 years. You get involved with the community, and whether that's at a local city level, a county level, a municipal level, a state level, like you're trying to shoot for here, you're trying to help here. It is very much a serving, and it's something which is truly a wonderful element. That is the basis of this country, is that people are represented by the same people that are being represented. And I think that is such a key element of why running for office is a magnificent thing, is because you really can give back.
I really think it is. You know, I mean, in my business, we're basically what's referred to as a servant leader. And I truly believe in that style of leadership. really listening to what folks need and want and translating that into something that can do the most good for the most people. And I have to be upfront with you. I think I owe a great debt of gratitude to my family for that. You know, my grandfather and my father and whatnot, they were on the Bloomington Rescue Squad years ago and did first responder training. Both my parents were presidents of the JCs and Women of Today. My grandfather was the treasurer of the Union Railroad. And then my great uncle actually started the Bakers Union. So I kind of grew up surrounded by teachers and pharmacists and heads of the union. And, you know, and I think that they taught me a great deal about how to serve and really be effective at doing that by listening to ordinary folks.
Once again, the Democrat of the day is Kristen Bonner, 34B. What are some of the issues you want to address if you get to St. Paul?
Well, you know, I was really fortunate that when I was young, I'm the daughter of high school sweethearts, and they both worked the night shift, so I spent a lot of time with my beloved grandmother, whose biggest wish was to go to college back in the day when, you know, the farmer's daughter didn't get that opportunity. I was fortunate enough to fulfill that for my lovely Scandinavian grandmother. And being surrounded by teachers, I think education is one of the foremost issues for me. So I know we started to make some headway on pre-K education, but I'd really love to see us expand that and be able to get kids when they're young, when their minds are open and alert and curious, and really get them on a lifelong path of learning. In addition to that, I think we want to focus in on key areas that are really critical to the jobs of the future in the areas of STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and math. And specifically, being in the tech industry myself, I'd love to see us get back to putting more girls in a prominent position in some of those roles as well, and kind of encouraging them along that path, as well as some areas around vocational training. We have a lot of gaps and a lot of jobs going unfilled for positions that have really good pay without all the debt and school loans. And then, of course, funding for colleges and university. And I'd like to see us put more of that emphasis on how do we pay for the education, not just providing more money to provide for school loans and rack up more debt.
You know, let's go back to your STEM point, because one of the things which has become very, a very troubling element is that Minnesota's got great schools. We're far better than most of the other states in this nation when it comes to our education system. But even here, because of the endless purge of cuts that have come from the conservative side of the aisle towards education, there are a shocking amount of schools. As you say, I mean, wouldn't it be great if we could expand STEM? Well, we actually have a case now where there's a lot of schools where we have to reintroduce the STEM program back in there, because a lot of these schools have cut any of the advanced classes, the technology classes. There really is in some school districts, as you talk about this being an issue, there's almost a square one mentality that we have to start with to rebuild the program before we can expand that program. And that's something that if we don't address now, that's only going to get worse.
Well, I think you're right on that. And the reality is that what we seem to forget is that investing in education now pays huge dividends down the road in terms of the jobs and our economy and the ability to grow that. Not only that, I think that, you know, as you have that opportunity to grow those jobs, but one of the other interesting things that I see here in technology a great deal is that, you know, when I started in technology, and I won't say how long ago, it's been a while, but it wasn't uncommon for me to be the only woman in the room. But, you know, I think that has been thankfully changing. But the reality is that a lot of that change is not coming because we're having more women introduced in our American landscape, but we have a lot of folks coming in from abroad who have really focused in on science, engineering, technology, and math, and getting their students up to par on that. And in order to compete in a global economy, I think we really need to bring it home here and really encourage our students to go into those fields.
I also love how you are very much pro clean water, which I think it's you know, it's amazing we have to actually have stances like this today. But yes, you have I've noticed on your website you've got a lot of statements you make about making sure the water we have in Minnesota stays clean.
You know, well, exactly. You know, I mean, we are not actually the land of 10,000 lakes. I think where it's 11,000 and some change. But quite frankly, you know, here in Minnesota, part of the beauty of where we live and why we're always making it on the top of all of those best place to live lists is that we are literally surrounded by nature's beauty, right? You know, and that includes a lot of water. Folks here have grown up going up to the lake, spending time at their cabins, taking the kids out to fish, being able to have that clean water. And without those, you know, it just isn't Minnesota, quite frankly. And so I think we really need to spend our time and energy in making sure that those stay clean. I know my uncle, the baker, one of the things I'm really proud of is that while he was a Republican, I will tell you, but a good man, one of the things that he did was lobby years ago back in the 50s and 60s to make sure that companies were not allowed to dump into the Mississippi, which is why our waters up here at this portion of the Mississippi are not nearly as dirty as they are down further south.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's a legacy that I really appreciate from him, that we really have to take care of our waterways for generations to come in order to keep what's uniquely Minnesota about us.
It's a complicated issue, but you sure can't just throw your hands in the air and say, well, we can't do anything about it. You got to try to do your best to keep these waters clean. And I think that's an important element here, which we wanted to know the truth with the Democrats of the day. We haven't talked that much about clean water, and I'm glad we were able to touch on that. Of course, this is the point of the interview where I say to everyone out there, help your local Democrat. That's great. But we want to pick up as many seats as possible. We want to help as many Democrats as possible statewide. So I want you to find five Democrats outside of your district and go help those Democrats when it comes to November here. And you are, of course, you're just up in beautiful Maple Grove there. You've got some events this weekend. You've got a door knocking going on Saturday the 16th, right?
Absolutely. We'll be out in Maple Grove door knocking and getting to folks at the doors, kind of where they are. And I think that's a great opportunity. We've had some really great success with that. Folks up in Maple Grove and Osseo are fired up and excited for this fall. I ran in 2016, and we came pretty gosh darn close for being a blended district here. But I think we have a really great shot at actually flipping this seat this year. And I know folks are just energized and excited for November, as am I. And I know that when we can get out to the doors and meet folks, that's a great opportunity. And for folks who are just looking to get what Melissa Hortman calls the state-sponsored healthcare program, get your steps in. We'd love to have volunteers come out, and you can find those opportunities, of course, at our Facebook page, which is Kristen Bonner for State Representative, or on our website, which is bonnerforhouse.com, and that's B as in boy, A-H-N-E-R.
And it comes down to what Kristen just said. How bad do you want this? Do you want the Democrats to be in charge? Do you want them to be in charge? Well, then this is what you have to do. You have to go volunteer. You have to donate. If you can make a donation, if you can volunteer, 34B right in the metro area, an easy one to go help out in. They got door knocking both days this weekend. And of course, they'll need help throughout the rest of this year as they head in towards November. It's Bonner for House, B-A-H-N-E-R-F-O-R-H-O-U-S-E, B-A-H-N-E-R-F-O-R-H-O-U-S-E.com. That's the website. If you can donate, if you can volunteer, help out Kristen. Kristen, wonderful chatting with you. All my best in 34B. And by all means, do not be a stranger, okay?
Absolutely. Well, we'll hope to talk to you again when we're sitting in St. Paul.
Oh, I guarantee you and I are going to be talking when you get to St. Paul. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time, Kristen.
Thanks so much. You have a great day, Matt.
You too. Take care.